Hello and welcome back. Person of Interest with me, Natalie Jones. This week we have some of my favorite comedians here in Cincinnati. We talk about Go Bananas. Fun fact, long time ago, I did stand up there maybe four times. People laughed a little bit of the time. But now I love supporting Go Bananas. And they actually were just closed for 19 months. They renovated, literally the comedians renovated the entire space. Now it's fancy as fuck. And they are brand spanking new open. They opened October 1st, 2021. And here to talk about it today, we have Lee Kimbrell and... Just please introduce yourself so I don't want to make any more mistakes here.
Ron Barnicelio.
Ron Barnicelio, one of Cincinnati's best comedians, Ron B.
Ran Barniclo.
All right, boys, what are your tags? And then let's get to the meat of it.
I am Lee Kimbrell, Instagram, @ Leon Kimbrell. Mm-hmm.
Lee actually has an Amazon Prime special coming out in November, so yeah. Look for that, everybody,
so
November 2021.
And you can figure out where that comes out.
I'm @ Ran Barniclo. Figure it out. It's RanBarnaclo.
All right. What's the name of your podcast?
Rumble Lips.
Rumble Lips, which he does
by myself.
By himself.
Yeah.
At his kitchen table in the darkness.
Yeah.
In the darkness in a robe.
In the darkness in a robe.
Usually in a robe.
No dampness, though. Everybody go on to GoBananasComedy.com and enjoy.
Look at that.
Nothing is too cool to ever get excited about it.
I'm used to doing a podcast.
Holding a mic.
Sure. You want to hold it?
No, I like
it. You're just used to holding it. You can hold it if you want to. Get a good grip on there.
No, I don't want to hold this like this.
You know?
I just got a little stage mic.
Get into it? You don't really need anything. I mean, I've recorded like some excellent podcasts on my phone.
I have the same mixing board.
Cool.
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
It's like
$30,000.
You're lying.
My mixing board is this big, and I have one microphone and one cord that doesn't work.
Well, I only know how to use like two of them. Other than that, I'm like, I don't know what else happened.
Yeah.
So it's fine. Mm. Well, you guys, welcome to the Person of Interest with Natalie Jones podcast.
Person of Interest, hell yeah.
You guys are peoples of interest.
Couple dudes.
Introduce yourself, please, dudes.
You want me to go first?
You go first.
Yeah. I'm Ran Barniclo.
Ran Barniclo.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy motherfucker.
Ran Barniclo, Italian comedian.
I don't think it's that fancy, and I'm not from Italy.
You're used to your name, but it is an odd name. Your last name is Barniclo.
Barniclo. Mm-hmm.
It's just like them little hard things on boats.
Barnacles.
Yeah.
And I'm Lee Kimbrell. Not many Kimbrells.
Another hard thing
either.
On a boat.
Yeah. Another hard thing on a boat. Yeah, right.
Lee, do you know a funny story?
Let me know.
I first met you, I guess since in the past 4 years.
Yeah, it's been that.
I guess I met you and then you forget names and then you look on Instagram.
Yeah.
What your name was, and I thought it was Leon.
Leon.
So long.
When I made my Instagram, I just made it Leon because I made Lee Kimbrell and then got locked out of it or something. But everyone in my family calls me Leon.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone in my family calls me Leon. A couple close friends call me Leon.
Yeah, you say on stage.
Yeah. 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 Because my pop said it. Yeah. Real Leon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people call
me
Leon.
Oh, really? Okay. So I guess it wasn't too far off then.
No, you're not too far off.
That makes it feel a lot better.
No. I like it. Leon makes me sound like a cooler person.
You think so? Leon? You think Leon is a cooler name than Lee?
Leon? I don't know. Leon.
Give me three good reasons why.
People might think I'm a jazz musician.
That's cool.
Ooh, yeah.
Leon.
Definitely not white. Definitely
That's
not
what
white.
I'm saying. Like, Leon, it's a diversity thing. I'll get booked more.
Yeah.
My name's Leon Kimbrell. Leon Kimbrell.
You should just do that, then.
Yeah, for real.
Do an experiment and see what happens.
Well, if you Google Lee Kimbrell, it's just mostly Asian people.
Really?
Ah. Lee Kim?
Yeah.
Kim, very Asian.
Yeah.
So I can do both.
Very
much. I can be a black guy or an Asian guy.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Leon,
it
is.
Not many people can say that.
I know. Not many can, but here I am. Why'd you name this Person of Interest?
I didn't name it. My boss named it for me. This podcast was given to me as a work assignment 4 years ago, and they're like, here you go. Now you get to produce this podcast for somebody else. I didn't even know what that meant. I didn't know how to work any of the equipment. I didn't know how to post it.
Love
I had
that.
Nothing. I knew nothing about anything. And then over the years, it just became, instead of Person of Interest with Jeff Thomas, now it's Person of Interest with me, Natalie Jones.
With me, Nat Jones, baby.
That's right. Nice. So here we go. So I just interview people that I think are dope and have something to say.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we slid into your DMs and you just open arms.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy to be here. It's very cool.
Happy to have
y'all. Awesome.
So let's talk about Go Bananas.
Let's do it, shall we?
Okay, so Go Bananas was closed for a long time through COVID.
19 months.
Yeah.
Jesus! Yes.
Yeah.
19 months.
Butt baby, you back open.
Butt baby.
Butt baby.
Butt comma baby.
Butt,
yeah, right.
Okay.
Butt baby.
We should rename it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We're back.
So when did you guys reopen?
Last Friday.
Yeah.
Hell
so
yeah.
not 3 days ago or whenever. It was what? October 1st.
First.
October 1st was our first show back.
We closed March.
March 12th.
12th.
March 12th, 2020. We had Pete Lee in town. He flew here from L.A. Everything was a go. And then, boom, everything. I mean, y'all, it's not like it was specific
to
us.
Yeah, he was in town.
He flew from Los Angeles, got all the way here. It's like 3 hours before showtime. And then it was...
Adios.
Just shut the hell on down, man.
You know, when the night that I guess it all closed, which I guess was the 12th, was that a Saturday or Friday?
Saturday.
Saturday, the night before that, I was working at the casino.
Oh yeah, I love that.
And they were like, we're closing tonight now, like in the middle of the night. They're like, we're closing at midnight. Natalie, you need to make the announcement. I make the announcement at the casino, which is now the Hard Rock Casino.
Yeah.
No one gave a fuck.
No.
No one even flinched. They were just like, how long, when can we, how long can
they're
we
like,
stay?
No, you got to leave now.
Like, no one cared.
I recorded a podcast with my buddy, and I spent 90 minutes on, like, March 11th just screaming into a microphone about how bullshit it was that the Reds canceled opening day. Just like, this is ridiculous. There's been some sort of virus or disease every election year. It's all a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah.
Let the Reds play. Let us go to opening day.
Okay, two things. I feel like a lot of us saw that in the beginning, especially a lot of people in media. Mm. And then also, I remember Dr. Drew made a comment about it. And also, how come all y'all comedians are obsessed with the Reds? It's a common theme with you guys.
I love a Red.
I
love the Reds.
I don't care.
You like them all, right? You're a Cincinnati guy through and through.
I'm a Cincinnati guy, yeah, but I mean, I don't know what's happening.
I love
people
the
are like,
Reds.
They're 81 and 71.
We did. We had a winning record this year.
And I'm like, cool, man. Good for the boys.
Baseball's just a fun thing to attend.
Are they Is it though?
A live baseball game outside, pretty day with all your friends. You can day drink. The sky is blue.
I guess you got to have a lot of friends to go to the game.
Yeah, well, you don't
necessarily have to start crying.
Yeah. Sorry, didn't mean to bring that up there,
fully
Nat.
Fully crying.
But yes, I have friends to go to games with.
That's cool.
Yeah,
it must be great.
Quite the thing. I don't believe it for a second. But no, I don't know.
I generally don't like to go out in the daytime. And when it's hot.
Oh, dude, this guy has hated every second of summer.
I hate every second
really?
Of summer.
He's a jacket boy.
You are wearing a jacket. It's
cold
80
in here.
Degrees outside.
Yeah.
But I'm sweating. My face is red. I'm sweating.
I wear this jacket in protest of the heat.
You know, shorts guy in the winter? He's a jacket guy in the summer.
Jacket guy in the summer.
Yeah, he loves it. He loves it.
So I don't want to get blasted.
You didn't get in a pool this summer, did you?
Mm-hmm. And a lake. Yeah.
No,
that is so funny to me that you got in a lake.
I went in a lake and I was sad the whole time.
Yeah.
I got in a lake and there's photos of me frowning while everyone's having fun.
Why were you frowning?
Because I don't like to do anything.
What do you do then?
Nothing. I wait until nighttime and I come out and then I go do stand-up.
Like a true comedian.
No, I just don't like to. I don't like being outside. I don't like doing stuff.
I think you should. You need.
I don't want to hike. I don't want to do stuff. I don't want
to. You like to eat Skyline.
Yeah, that's a night.
Chewing. Yeah.
He is a creature of the night.
Yeah,
you are a creature.
I don't
of the
like
night.
Anything.
By
I
the way.
Hate it all.
This is really wild that Rand and I both got up at like 8:15 this morning. I know it's just commonplace for you in radio.
I go to bed at 5:30 a.m.
It's so embarrassing.
I woke up at 5:30.
Dude, the bar that I've set for myself where it's like Monday waking up at 8 o'clock a.m. I'm like, well, I'm killing it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, wow, this is amazing. I'm up. There's dew on the grass. Mm-hmm. There's some traffic.
I know you're like, I put out 6 hours of content a day. And I was like,
yeah, it took me a month and a half to do 42 minutes of a podcast.
Yeah, I got locked out of my Instagram.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing.
In what? Go.
Go.
No, so in my defense, I wouldn't be like this unless I had to for this job.
I believe that.
I was
that.
Not this creature.
I believe
we
that.
We were all speaking the same language before. Yeah. They were like, there you go. And I was like, you can't say no to this, you know?
No, it's pretty, it's freaking sweet.
The only thing I like do during the day is like, if you wanted to murder me, you would have to go to Whole Foods Hot Bar at 1 p.m.
You'll go to Whole Foods Hot Bar.
I eat Whole Foods Hot Bar every
broccolini?
Day.
Is it the broccolini?
I'll
what do you
with
get?
The broccolini.
The mashed potatoes?
No.
Don't like the taters?
Look at your face.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, Ran is easily offended. Sorry, Natalie.
I eat mashed potatoes.
Easily offended.
So what?
I'm 38 years old.
What do you
I don't eat mashed potatoes anymore.
Okay.
Why not?
That's food for kids.
No, it's not.
Old people
it's
and kids
quite
food.
Literally, I was about to say it's a food for old people.
I'm in the mid. I can't eat mashed potatoes. Not till I'm old.
What form of potatoes?
The hardest version.
The hard. You like hard potatoes because you're 38.
Still, yeah.
So what are you getting from the hot bar?
You get a meat and you get a veg.
Ah.
None of the other bullshit. That's
okay. I'm guessing your veg. Your veg is a Brussels sprout.
No, my veg is a broccoli.
It is the broccolini?
Yeah. Or the Sicilian vegetables.
Nailed it. Ooh,
but I'll tell you what.
Sicilian vegetables are like eggplant.
I don't know who your sponsors are, but Whole Foods Hot Bar. Step it up.
Does it need to get stepped up?
Dude, who wants to eat cod with a cucumber and corn on it in the middle of the day?
I guess some of
that. That's food for like people that, like Irish people that were like sick.
Yeah, it's famine food.
That's famine food. That's food for people that are, and it's arid fish on a hot bar. It's all fucking dry.
Hold on. Isn't that kosher though? Isn't that kosher friendly?
Sure, no, I'm all good with
that's
that.
That's why Rand cares about it.
But I walk in and like the Whole Foods employees, they know who I am now because I walk by. I'm like, hey, how are you, Terry? What's up, Mike? Hey, Johnny. And now I'll walk in and I'll just throw my hands in the air. I'm like, what is this?
What are we doing?
What is this bullshit? Make a thing.
Oh my God, you're already an old woman. You really are. Not an old man. You're already an old
it's
little.
Fine.
You're
He's
already like an old little
old
woman
lady.
With like a curly, curly hair.
Well, not really.
I cut
my hair in the kitchen at Go Bananas last night.
Oh, nice! It's true. Did a good job.
That is one thing as far as like creatures of the night, and it was.
I don't like how your eyes looked when I took my hat off.
Super weird.
Because you did cut it askew. There's this one part that's a little over.
Is there?
Uh-huh. It is not even.
Maybe my head's not even. Have you ever thought about
looking,
that?
I was looking. Maybe.
Have you ever thought about my greatest insecurity, my uneven head? There's a chance I let the bartender at Go Bananas cut my hair.
That did happen.
Yeah. Oh, my God, you guys, my claim to fame. I made my coworker cut my hair on a Facebook Live video, and it got
nice.
A couple million views.
Oh, atta girl.
Yeah.
What'd you do with it? Was it drastic?
No, he wouldn't do it. He was so scared.
And they cut it with a knife?
No, the scissors that I brought like were too dull and like weren't cutting it, and it was like.
So he just ripped your hair out of your head?
It was a disaster. No, he actually really didn't cut anything, and then everyone just got on the comp, and then whatever.
And you got roasted. It's that content life.
It did.
Damn.
That's how it goes. We interrupted you.
Oh no, you're fine. I was saying it without Go Bananas being open and with comedy being not as prevalent for the last like 18 months, mm-hmm. 19 months, we did spend a lot of time up at Go Bananas during the day.
Doing what?
I mean, that's like
we ripped the walls out.
I mean, building it. That's why.
We ripped the ceilings out. We tore the carpet. I mean, when we tore the carpet out, we were sick for 4 days.
It was scarier than COVID, man.
It was like 100,000 like summer sneezes trapped in
bubonic
there.
Bubonic plague was trapped in the 30-year-old carpet at Go Bananas.
Yeah.
It was wild. Yeah. Oh, it smelled.
Okay.
It was crazy.
It was quite something.
And you guys did it all yourselves?
That's why it took 19 months.
And we don't know what we're doing.
We're not contractors.
I know what a hammer is, but I don't know how to read a fucking tape measure.
Okay, so go there.
I'm like, it's 22 and 7 lines.
You're counting the lines.
Literally.
And the boss is like, that's a 16th. And you're like, oh, cool, okay.
One of these lines. It's 22 and a half inches with 2 lines past the half.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's 5/16.
And these got like pencils in their ears, and they're like making marks on wood. And I'm like, how do you cut that? And it's just like, get away from us.
Up there cleaning, hauling.
Yeah.
That's why it is, I don't know. That's why, obviously, I'm excited it's back. But there's a lot of sweat equity in that place for a lot of comedians.
Yeah, so tell me more about that. So you guys were closed for 19 months, and you guys did a remodel, which I had no idea.
Yeah,
about
wait
until
till
now.
You see it.
Really?
It's gorgeous.
All right, so tell me, who's coming up on the docket?
We got, right now, we've been doing for the last 2 weekends, like kind of local showcases.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Rand and I have been doing a lot of spots, guys around the city, Mark Shalafu, Osha Dwyer, folks like that, Kelly mm-hmm. Collette, and just kind of like a soft open. Mm-hmm. Getting everybody, getting the whole staff acclimated back, getting people used to coming back, tweaking the lights, tweaking the sound. We didn't want to book somebody to come in and sell 250 tickets on a Friday night, and they come
and
in
and
we're like,
sound's still tinny.
You know?
Like the first night, it was a little tinny in there, and then after the first kind of the first couple, three shows, me and the boss man tacked up a bunch of soundproofing shit to the ceiling so it sounds better, but there's still little pockets. We had to order more, and there's little stuff because now that we don't have like carpeted floors anymore.
No carpeted floors at all?
No. Yeah.
Whoa.
It's like a laminate.
We're doing all the soundproofing up top.
Gotcha.
Because the floor's like this, it's allegedly like soundproofing laminate. It's kind of rubberized. So it
does it make noise when you move tables and
not
chairs?
Not really.
No, I think it's kind of going to end up being perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like the top of this. Even like if you stood on this with like a high heel, you couldn't really hear it, you know?
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like this, whatever this shit is.
It's getting fancy as fuck over there.
We really are.
Yeah, but it's still a lot of little, you know, putting up soundproofing shit and figuring out what mic cord doesn't short out and
yeah. All that shit.
Part of it.
So we've just had a bunch of local regional comics coming up doing kind of showcase styles, trying to get some of these new comedians who kind of came up in the last 18 months, show them what it's like to perform at Go Bananas. So that's been cool. But the headline, we got Tom Takar coming in a couple weeks. He's a beast.
Yeah.
He was, he did a radio show with Nikki Glaser. He hosted a podcast for Comedy Central. He's an Indiana boy who's up in New York now. He came up at Go Bananas just the way that we did.
Ah.
Host, feature, now he's headlining. He's a beast. Tom Takar.
He used to go
by Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So you, in your
and
10
for
years.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah, changed it.
He changed his name.
But yeah, I mean, Jessica Kearson, we got her coming. She's
Kevin
a badass.
Kevin Bozeman,
Shane Gillis.
Word.
Sean
and so
Patton.
Can everyone go on
GoBananasComedy.com.
GoBananasComedy.com in order to Tom Takar, cool. In order to see.
That's what it is. Shout out Butch Wesley. This is like a perfect example. I mean, Go Bananas could have been open a year and a half ago.
It really
could have. Yeah. And I'm not talking shit and I'm not mad about it. It's just a fact of nature. They could have hired some contractors and renovated the club and opened back up. But I mean, our boss, the guy who runs it and owns it, made every table in the room by hand.
Yeah.
Made every door. I'm not shitting you, Natalie.
Made every door.
3 months per door, and he made 6 custom doors.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, it took forever. The website, GoBananasComedy.com, the new website, just made by a comedian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Butch Wesley, shout out Butch. Yeah. I mean, it looks great, but he's just a comic with a
there's
job.
There's a video game on it. You could play a game where you shoot the microphone.
Yeah.
It
looks good. It's a
comedy.
It's a vast improvement from what we had, which was like a website made in 1999.
Yeah, it looked like a website for like Paramore. Like a Paramore fan made it.
Man, I watched the Ms. Biz music video, and
Ms.
for whatever reason,
great.
I've been crying to it.
I don't
know why, man. Hayley Williams, just seeing her rip so hard, I don't know. It gets me emotional.
Dude, crying off Ms. Biz is the most insane thing.
I know.
What is Ms. Biz? And this website is fantastic.
Thank you.
Look at that happy freaking banana.
Yeah, shout out Danny Gamble.
Drinking a meat martini.
Meat martini.
And he's got socks on.
It's one of our specialties at the club is ground beef martinis.
Raw ground beef martinis.
Yeah, tartare.
He's got his little socks on. I love that logo. That's my favorite logo.
Me too. That's
he looks
rad.
Problematic, which is why I like him.
He looks strong, too.
I don't know. I think
he looks like a psychopath.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He looks like he could, I don't know, get up to something.
Well, it's good to know that y'all are back in town. And so, back in action, I mean, is there still like open mic night happening once a week? Or
Wednesdays, baby.
Wednesday night, that's still happening. And how's the new scene coming up? How's it all?
I'm proud of the new scene.
Everybody sucks.
Except for you guys.
Except for us. It was
I
weird.
Suck too.
COVID happened. A lot of people that have been doing it in the city for a long time didn't come back.
Yeah.
A lot of people kind of have this weird, unique thing where they like started in COVID.
Cool.
So I don't know.
COVID changed. I love hearing people's stories because COVID changed everybody's lives dramatically. Well, I feel I've changed everybody's lives, some more dramatic than others. And I love different paths that people have gone on, or things people stopped and things people started.
Yeah.
I know at least my life is totally different than it was before. And I think it's rad. So congratulations to all the people who are doing
it. Yeah, good for you.
Let your flag fly.
Yeah, baby.
You freaking freak.
Yeah. No,
people
I
did
couldn't
quit.
Agree more. People quit. And
people
it
quit.
Kind of surprised me.
I don't understand the starting during COVID. You're just sitting on your couch. I mean, I guess there was like a now or never, maybe.
Well, I've said a couple times. Exactly. It's like when COVID hit, all the people who had a day job that they hated were like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to follow my dreams. And all the people who were following their dreams when COVID hit were like, I need health insurance.
Exactly.
I'm going to get a job, dude. Yeah, yeah. So it's just grass greener, that situation, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's some of the comics who came up throughout this COVID thing, it's been interesting. It's like it was a whole different world. I there were kids who their first 20 sets, they went up with a mask on and just
bombed.
I know.
Just bombed in front of nobody. And it'll make you stronger or it'll make you weaker. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's all kind of coming out in the wash right now.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah.
It is weird.
Well, I think every time somebody starts comedy, because people talk about, I feel like I don't even do it. I can't even like call myself. I mean, I just did it a couple times back in the day and now
you're
it's
in
just
the sphere.
Shock, you know?
You're in the sphere.
Eh,
you're in the realm.
But I mean, like, I'm so proud when people actually do it because so many people, as you guys know, always say, like, oh, I can do comedy, especially as long as a chick and I was younger. People like, oh, you think you're funny?
Yeah.
And this is the best. This would always kill. Whenever men would say, you think you're funny, girl? Like, tell me a joke. Be like, you're going to get laid tonight.
Yeah. Oh,
and every time they would either like laugh or they would get seriously, like seriously offended
and that's
hurt.
Better.
And then it would shut them up. And I'd be like, okay.
Yeah. And if they laughed, then you're like, well, maybe.
Yeah, man.
You seem pretty cool. You seem like a cool guy.
You seem pretty cool.
Yeah, I love it. There's a... I'm not in the camp where I like watching people bomb. It just depends on.
I do not. I hate it.
It bums me out. Yeah. But I will say,
I like leave.
No,
I'll
but
just
the guy, the guy that you just mentioned, like the douchebag who's like, ah, I could do this. You think there is nothing better than I host an open mic on Mondays, and you'll see some guy. He'll come in. Middle-aged dude, thinks he's the shit, won't laugh at anybody. My favorite moment in comedy is the five-second realization that washes over a man's face when he realizes no one's going to laugh.
Dude,
I mean, like, he'll go up there and just be like, you know, I came here. It's all just like angry. It's like, dude, just divorce her.
I know.
You just leave her.
Or it's some... It's like some opinion that they wrote the first 2 minutes, or they thought the first 2 minutes of the one joke, and they were like, that's 5 minutes. And then they go up there, and in 13 seconds, they say their joke. And people were like, okay.
Yeah.
And it didn't get a rousing round of applause. And then he's just like, fucking women stink. And he's just like, all right, dude, get out of here.
What is wrong with you? I love the person who thinks it's easy. Yeah. Oh, I love watching them realize it's not. It's the best.
Oh, man. You
fucking bitch. And you're like, oh, shit, just give him the light. We're all in the back, like, get out the stage.
It's the best.
That is my favorite shit in the world. Yeah, I'll watch that guy bomb.
Always.
Watching a comic bomb, like one of my friends especially, or somebody I know, it's like, God.
And I know what you mean, but it is funny and enjoyable if you're watching your buddy who you know is good at comedy and they're just up there eating a dick because the crowd is bad or they're in a bad mood. It's like, I kind of like watching people that I know are good.
Or they're drunk on Saturday late show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Or they're drunk on Saturday late show. Like this weekend. But it was, I do kind of enjoy that. Yeah. Just your friend goes up there and says a line that always crushes and like a room full of people are like, no. That kills me. It's so funny.
Because like,
It's not like you're watching their career end.
Yeah.
You take L's. You take bombs.
It kind of feels good.
No, it kind of feels good. It is like this reminder. You're like, oh, yeah, that's right. Like, we're just kind of lucky to be able to do this.
Yeah.
And we're just at, like, the whims of these strangers who gather in rooms to hear us.
To immediately feel like, I fucked up even coming up here right
now. Rude goes up on stage and he's like, come on, how we feeling? And they give him nothing. it's the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
How we feeling, everybody?
Oh, yeah, I'll be in the back trying not to laugh at it.
Yeah, oh, I love like,
I'll be like
laughing at my friends.
Oh.
I do enjoy that.
Oh.
I'd rather see you do well, but if I see you like, just devolve into anger and go off on a guy.
Yeah, it doesn't happen that often.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I don't really go off on people.
You used to, though.
Not go off.
You got a reputation of going off on people?
No, I'm not the comic in the scene that goes off on people.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I do a lot of crowd work and shit. Mm-hmm. And before, when I started doing crowd work, I thought like a saver line, not to get actually mad, mm-hmm. but I would just like kind of say some wild shit to the biggest, meanest dude in the room.
Look at you, you troll. Get out of mm-hmm. here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I did that, but that got a big laugh.
Yeah, that was funny.
Another week. I used to just try to get out of stuff by acting like I couldn't lose. Uh-huh. And then I just realized, like, oh, I can lose. It's even funnier when I do lose on stage.
He walked up on stage the other night, and before, I mean, it was like 2 seconds. Come to stage, Rand Barnicle, and he walks up on stage, and a guy in the audience just goes, Jack Black!
Which doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. You don't look like Jack Black.
No.
I've never heard that once.
Also, he weighs 300 pounds.
Yeah, I know. That hurts you.
I was like, what is that?
That hurts you. That hurts you.
Not sensitive. I don't care.
A little sensey boy from Cincinnati.
I want to look like James Gandolfini by the time this is all said and done.
You just,
it's okay.
Very dead.
So that's okay. But it's like, the problem I had with it wasn't what he said. It's that, in my mind, the first thing I heard was, free tickets, drunk.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to navigate this piece of shit.
Okay. Well, so tell me what you said back to him then.
I turned my back to the audience
mm-hmm.
and put my hand on the wall and said, okay, is this how this is going to be? And I was like, and then turned around and was like, well. And then in my mind, I was like, you guys don't deserve for me to even try. I was mad. I was like mad. But you can't show the crowd real anger.
Yeah.
All those little bullshit. So I was just like, but there was nothing behind my eyes.
Yeah.
I was like, full autopilot. And I was a little drunk. So I was like, well, the whole time I'm like, don't try to be mad. Because I don't really drink when I go up, but it was late show. We had the best green room hang. We were all having so much fun in the green room. It's like I forgot I had to do stand-up because all the comics were having fun.
It's so true. Sometimes
and
I'll go up
fuck,
there.
I got to go up. And then I went up, and then that happened, and I was like, I would rather be in the green room with my friends.
For real.
Again.
Yeah.
Like, enjoy myself. Sometimes I'll enjoy myself more if I'm up at the club without a spot.
Yeah.
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 You're just like, well, I mean, no pressure. It's
came up to hang.
Ultimately, you want it. You have to get on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's like, even if you don't want to, that's the time where you do get up on stage. If you don't want to do a set and then they're like, go do 15.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you go up there and you power through it and you figure it out. But, mm-hmm. God,
I know. It is always before.
Being at the club and not having to do comedy.
It's always it's so always great. Before the
so
show.
Much fun.
I know.
Well, you show up to the club and you're like, there's no audience there. And then there's all comics there. And you're being wild with comics. You know, all the guys are constantly, like, dry humping each other and shit in the kitchen. And, like, you know, being disgusting to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then other comics kind of show up, and some of the past comics, like Lee or I, are like, we're in the back, you know, we're in the green room, stuff like that. And then we're hanging out, and then you don't have a spot, and then you see the audience come in. You're like, God, I want to go
up. Now I want a spot.
God, I want to go up. And it's like, that's when it's like, you know,
hey, can I do five?
It's like, sure, yeah.
It's cool to have a little playground.
Yeah.
We definitely, it is, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's a playground.
Yeah, it's nice. It's the best.
Ah, well, it sounds like it's literally built on love to be really.
Oh,
it is
to be really like sappy about it.
It
is.
It's my home.
You're right.
Oh, you guys, I'm listening to this and I'm like, oh man.
Oh, I love sappy.
I remember those things. I forgot.
It's dang. It is. It's a community. It really feels like that. The scene is strong.
Home club is like a true word. Because we go to other clubs. We go all around the country and do other clubs. And it's like, man, there's been times where I've like landed and got to the airport and immediately got home, got in my car, and went to Bananas.
Yeah, before
no
you
shower.
Go home.
Suitcase, like, still in my bag. No spot, just going up to hang. Like, God, I missed everybody.
It was
go
so
up there
weird.
And see who's in the kitchen tonight.
When it wasn't there for a long time.
Yeah, it was
and
weird.
Last fall, we did parking lot shows that were
in a construction site.
It was wild.
The green room was a dusty construction site.
Did those do well? Did you guys like
they
those?
They did do well.
I liked them. See, a lot of people talk shit about those, like
I hate
the outdoor shows.
People are always talking shit no matter what about
it. It didn't
anything.
Bother me.
I hate being outside.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a callback from the top of the podcast. You do not like the outside. You're an indoor animal.
Are there leaves going to be there? Is there a tree going to be in my
that's
view?
That's cool. Leaves are going to be great.
Leaves are cool?
If they're crunchy. And
yeah,
it's
he loves to crunch them up.
I got a little breath flying out. That'd
are
be nice.
Frolic in them?
Now, fall is my seas.
Really?
Keep me out of the summer, dude. Keep me out of the sun.
I hate to interrupt you, but I think we need to do a photo shoot of you, like, in leaves.
The winter?
You know?
Fall ran.
Yeah, fall ran. Fall ran is top ran. Fall actually, ran. Dead of winter ran.
Dead of winter ran is probably peak ran because peak you ran. Get to wear all your jackets. And
I get to wear my coats.
You get to wear your toboggans. You're a big beanie boy.
Beanie boy.
Love a beanie. Yeah. Love a beanie.
Beanie
I'm a boy. Summer man.
Yeah, you're
I like the heat.
Man.
I'll walk around in a little tiny pair of booty shorts and
yeah.
no shirt. And
he doesn't and
that's
wear underwear.
Where I live.
And he doesn't
I
wear
don't.
Underwear.
I'm
and
not
he
an underwear guy.
Mic. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not an underwear guy, not a sock guy,
half
not an undershirt guy.
Out.
Half a ball hanging out, whole ball hanging
yeah,
out.
Yeah, well, there are a pair of jean shorts that I had to retire.
I feel like I've seen you.
You
in
might
these
have.
On
they
the
were
internet.
So
yeah.
tattered. Like, they were so tattered. And it's like.
We were doing construction, and this man's whole butt cheek was out.
Yeah.
On the loose.
A pocket got torn.
He's got no butt. And he had a whole
I
butt
am
cheek
buttless.
Out.
I don't know. I just. If I could, I would just live naked. I don't like clothes that
See,
much.
Not me, man. I'll sleep in a coat. I love
you're
a
never,
coat.
Dude, I'm more on Lee's side. Yeah. If I don't have to wear clothes, babe, I'm not. Like, to me, it makes a good vacation. Like how much time I had to put pants on. So the least
right.
amount of time I was wearing pants. I recently went on vacation.
Insane.
I didn't wear pants the whole time.
That's insane.
Beautiful.
And one day I was like, I haven't worn pants in 2 days. This is fucking dope.
Makes
I'm
me
never
really
going
happy
home.
For you.
Insane.
I love that.
No way.
So do you walk around your house naked or fully clothed all the time?
Robe.
I have a pretty strong robe
Got a
game.
Silk kimono.
I have a pretty strong robe game.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll sleep naked. But if I'm in the house, well, my landlord has been charging me far too much for electric because my house isn't zoned as residential. Because
it's not legally a home.
Yeah, so
mine.
They're like, it's got to be zoned as commercial. So your electric bill, no matter what, is $180 a month. And I only have lamps on. I like low light. I like the night. I like low light. I like a fucking candle.
A little damp, maybe?
No, not damp. No, dry. Like
that's just... Yeah, he lives in a cave.
Yeah.
No,
cave monster.
My apartment is free. Because they are charging me so much, I've turned my thermos down as low as it can go. So
okay.
I wear a coat in the house.
Okay.
It's July,
I'm
because
like...
Because I can.
Because, yeah. Because I'm like, well, if you're going to charge me this much money, I'm going to fuck my carbon footprint all up.
Yeah.
It's got an extra toe on it now.
Yeah.
Got an extra toe on the footprint.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. Funny. Yeah, I don't know. I like it cold. I like it cold and I like it dark. Not dank, though. I like it cold, dark, and dry.
Cold, dark, and dry.
Yeah. I don't like wet. I don't like anything being wet.
You don't like much.
I know. That's why I'm like, I've been holding this back this whole time. Like, mm-hmm. I think you need to move to LA, get some.
Disgusting.
No, I know. But hear me out. Hear me out. Get some sort of apartment near Sunset, develop a strong cocaine addiction.
Okay.
Black out all your windows, do all that stuff during the day, all the drugs, get a high, go to the club at night.
Yeah.
Do this, sleep all day, do the same thing
Just
over.
Just the classic comedian trope.
Yep.
I don't want to be, I've never snorted anything up my nose either.
Never done coke, never eaten a shrimp.
Nah, I've never eaten a shrimp either.
I brought shrimp for lunch today. Want to do it right now?
I don't know.
Eat a shrimp.
Want to eat a shrimp right now?
No.
Some coke. I brought some.
No, I don't want a shrimp.
Black beans in it as well. Avocados.
Ooh, shrimp, black beans, avocado, have a day, Ned.
Shrimp right? and black beans?
You know what? Whatever. But are you sure you don't want a shrimp? Shrimp.
Very sure. Thank you.
Why
have you never eaten shrimp before?
I think they look like little brains.
I mean, they do. I mean, that's a good point.
I love
and
shrimp.
And I'm like, I don't know if I want to eat that.
What but you say you don't want to get smarter then? If you just... Eat more brains.
Do you think I want to get murdered? What did you just say to me?
Smarter.
I think eating
smarter.
Brains will just make you
You're
smarter.
You're eating little brains.
That's not, I think it's the opposite, actually.
Maybe if you eat the brains, you'll like swimming in a lake.
Yeah, mad cow. I think you eat brains, you
mad
get
cow
sick as hell, and you start mooing.
Think you're gonna start eating shrimp and become a whole new person, and all of a sudden you're gonna
be like
take
I love
your
shirt the
off.
Sun.
Yeah, I'm moving
shrimp,
to Florida.
Shrimp
yeah.
Ran is gonna come
no
out,
way. Dude. Boat Ran, that's what we need. You do
you
need put off major hat. Fisherman vibes.
Yeah, I'm a winter boat guy.
Yeah,
deadliest catch.
You're like a northeast.
I like deadliest catch.
Yeah. You're not a Key West.
Nah, dude.
You're more of like a
I got
Maine.
A sea beard. Like the wind goes through it. You know.
Yeah, you do. You have
it's
a
not thick like a woods
beard.
Guy. Yeah, dude. No, I just want to live in the city at night and be left alone.
Well, nothing wrong with a man who knows what he wants.
He knows what he wants. Leave me alone.
All right, guys, this Love Fest has been amazing. I thought we could keep going all day long.
Yeah, we certainly could.
So Go Bananas is back open.
Yes, please. Please.
And please come. Go to the website. GoBananasComedy.com. It's a very fabulous website. And it's back open. What days of the week are y'all open? And
Wednesday is a very fun day. Wednesday is the Pro-Am open mic. So those are Wednesday's $5 to get in. Yeah. You'll see, it's fun just because you'll see people just starting off, maybe do their first set ever with all their friends. Mm-hmm. You'll see people who've been doing it forever trying new material. Yeah. You'll see headliners coming in, passing through town, hopping on. There's a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. Pro-Am's fun. I love an open mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like just the humanness of it.
Yeah.
Because it's open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you get to go up there, you get 5 minutes whether you are an insane person, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God,
like,
can I tell you a crazy open mic story?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so maybe I was doing some drugs and
perhaps
and maybe drinking a little bit in LA.
Maybe.
We go to this open mic and this guy singing. It's like open mic anything you want to do.
Truly open mic.
Anything
microphone.
You want to swallow swords, fine.
Nice.
This guy singing songs. Before us, me and my girlfriend are like on another level, and he is so bad. We get the uncontrollable giggles that you get sometimes.
Love it.
When your mind is altered mm-hmm. on multiple different things, and we just start laughing so yeah. fucking hard.
With him, directly at him.
Yeah.
At him. He realizes it. He gets up in the middle of the song and storms off stage.
Love it.
I've never felt worse. And we were like, this is killing our buzz. We got to go.
You helped the world.
Shit.
Hopefully he never performed again.
Yeah.
Anyway, open mic nights are what? That's Pro-Am night.
Every Wednesday.
All right, cool.
Is that at 8?
Yeah. It's 7:30. 7:30 Wednesday. And then there's two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. We got a Sunday show. It's fun. The prisoners run that place. We're running the asylum.
Nice.
I think Rand will get, I think we're going to get a crowd work show.
Yeah,
maybe a couple Tuesdays a month. Let Rand host that. Mm-hmm. If you want to get screamed at by an Italian man.
Mm-hmm.
With a neck tattoo.
Like
not screamed.
Some crowd work practice, honestly.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what the show's kind of for.
Yeah.
Because
not
a lot of comics like have, it's my favorite shit, crowd work.
Me too.
It's my number one. It's my favorite. Mm. It always elicits a very organic audience reaction if you do it well. And I just want to get better and better and better at it. So I don't think, when I first started doing stand-up, there was no way to do crowd work. So I feel like a show where new comics can try crowd work would be
because it's hard to
excellent idea.
It's hard to start doing the crowd work because you don't want to like big league the showcase that you got booked on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You get booked on a show and you go up, but I mean that's what you have to do.
And also it's nerve wracking. You want to fall back on the jokes that you know have gotten laughs if you're a new comic. So you don't want to be like up there and be like, so me and my father were walking down the street. What do you do for a living, sir? It's like very hard to navigate. So yeah, I want to do a crowd work show.
Me too. When I lived in Telluride, I did a lot of stage work on a bunch of different stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And it was very crowd involved, a lot of crowd work. But it was also like my friends. There was a town of 2,500 people.
Yeah. Hell
it was
like
an Uber one. So regardless of whatever you did, they were like, cool, all right.
Yeah,
you know,
they're
always positive.
Yeah.
And it was like the most amazing experience ever. Like you could do anything there and it always kill and crush no
Hell
matter
yeah.
what.
Yeah. The
but
best.
At the same time, I'm like, I don't really know if that's a scope of the actual quality of the material
right.
or whatever was happening because it was just a love fest no matter what.
Yeah, but if it's a big old love fest, that's the appeal
better.
To that is fun. Yeah. I mean,
it was the dopest.
That's so
like
fun.
I used to like bartend and be like, yo, I got a spot in like 10 minutes and I would be like, I'm going to take a break and I would go do it and then like go back to work.
Yeah.
And it was
God,
so
I
much
hate
fun.
Doing comedy in front of people I know.
That sounds great. Yeah it's
really.
Tough.
Mm-hmm. Living in a small town makes it breaks a whole, you would hate it.
Yeah, I would hate it.
You would hate it. It's no matter, you're
Did you spend any time outside?
I was outside all day, every day.
I'm out.
Not good.
And you're never alone. You can't do anything without everybody else knowing.
You just
it.
Hear the door like.
Never returns. Never looks back. Okay, we're getting off topic here. So Go Bananas is open. Go, everybody. Go. Go to GoBananasComedy.com. Please follow Lee Kimbrell and Ron. Barnacle.
Classic.
Ron.
Always happens. Ran's too weird.
Ran. Wait, because are you, what is that, Middle Eastern?
No.
Sorry, I'm going to take that out.
No, Rand's Muslim.
No. I'm Italian.
That is my favorite thing.
All right, I'm taking that out.
No, definitely don't.
Leave it in.
Middle Eastern. I love that.
Brendan said I have an Asian person's name before.
Ran Barnacle.
Yeah.
This was the shit. Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you guys so much.
Listen
for
to my
coming.
Podcast.
Oh yeah, Rumble Lips.
And what is your podcast?
Rumble Lips.
Rumble Lips.
It's on everywhere.
Rumble Lips, find wherever you find.
Please listen to it.
Wherever you get your podcast.
Please.
And I've got, if we're doing some plugs, sorry, I've got a special coming out on Amazon Prime in November.
Whoa,
Local, you know Chase Crawford.
I do.
4x3 boys.
Yeah, he's a homie for sure.
Yeah, the 4x3 gave me a special.
Hell yeah.
So that'll be coming out soon. So shout out 4x3 and Chase and all that. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, dude. They're the best. I just had the guy, his movie he is promoting on.
Yeah. River Road.
Mm-hmm.
His smoothie.
You know, I have Invisalign, so
you have Invisalign?
Yes. I have those
choppers. Those aren't all natch.
They look
adults
good.
With retainers, baby.
Hell yeah. Love an adult retainer.
I think I'm going to keep teeth like a bulldog. I kind of like it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Ram wants a gold tooth.
I'm getting paid to do this, so.
Are you getting paid to align them?
Mm-hmm. Damn. So that's why. Well, let me see the bulldog again. Very Middle Eastern.
You got that big pug tooth.
I got pug mouth.
Nice.
Pippin's mouth is straighter than mine.
He does.
The dog from Go Bananas.
That's Go Bananas
mascot. Please listen to my podcast. Watch Lee's special. Come see me in Detroit.
Detroit? When does that happen?
In Detroit?
There's no. You might have listeners in Detroit.
Of course I do.
Who knows?
I'm sorry.
You're fine.
And anything else we need to plug?
No.
Anything else at all? Fuck yeah, guys. We're gonna end it.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.